Conservatives React to Hypocrite, Elitist Cori Bush Remarks. Entitled Leftist Version of Utopia. By Joshua Klein on August 5, 2021. After Representative Cori Bush, DeMo, defended spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on private security while calling to defund the police, conservatives expressed their shock over the far-left congresswoman's comments, with many labeling her a hypocrite and elitist for ensuring her own security while spearheading the campaign to deprive the same for others. The blowback came after Bush responded to criticism for pushing to defund police while spending money on private security, during an interview with CBS on Wednesday. "You want to see me die?" she asked her critics, because that could be the alternative. Bush also said she would ensure she had security because I know I have had attempts on my life. And I have too much work to do, and even if she had spent $200,000 on personal security, I get to be here to do the work. So, suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen, she added. Police for me, but none for thee. Dems' hypocrisy knows no bounds, wrote Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, RNY. Defund the police cheerleader Cori Bush wants protection for elites, but not for all, wrote Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN. Democrats don't care about your safety, wrote Representative Mo Brooks, RL. They only care about theirs. Welcome to the entitled leftist version of utopia, wrote Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, RNY. Cori Bush may just have dethroned UCK as the most ridiculous and hypocritical member of the squad, and in her first year, wrote Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. That takes some skill, she added. At Cori Bush you are a hypocrite and an elitist, wrote Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. You don't care about the people, you only care about you. She added, referring to Bush as the BLM domestic terrorist congresswoman representing the lawless rioters who devastated American cities in 2020. An utter disgrace to Congress and America, wrote Congressman and former White House physician Ronnie Jackson, RTX. If police are so evil and racist like at Cori Bush, what have you think? Why is she demanding extra police protection? He asked. Dems do this all the time and it makes me sick. They'll bash cops any chance they get, yet they're silent about the protection police provide them. Quit lying, Cori. He added. Politicians like Cori Bush surround themselves with personal bodyguards and then fight to take away the law enforcement officers that patrol your streets, wrote Congressman Michael Guest, RMS. This is the new Democratic Party, and it only wants to force its radical policies on everyone but themselves, he added. This is not your parents' Democrat Party, wrote former Congressman Lou Barletta. Today's Democrat Party is the party of radical, unhinged extremists like a Cori Bush and a duck. Justifying spending $200,000 on personal security while simultaneously calling to defund the police is downright absurd, he added. Watch as Cori Bush flaunts her own security while simultaneously demanding Americans lose theirs, wrote Congressman Stephen Palazzo, RMS. It sounds like this socialist squad member believes her life is more valuable than those of everyday Americans, he added. At Rep. Cori Bush says she's important enough to have her own private security, but the police that protect the rest of America need to be defunded, wrote Representative Jody Isay, RGA. The arrogance is outmatched only by the insanity, he added. The hypocrisy is astounding, wrote Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita. At Cori Bush needs a dose of reality. We need to support our police who work tirelessly to protect Americans and Hoosiers day in and day out. We, as Americans, already have security, they're called police officers, he added. Why doesn't at Cori Bush just hire a social worker? Quipped the Act for America advocacy group. Ha 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 ha. Representative Cori Bush will have security, but the plebs that vote for her won't, wrote British conservative political commentator and activist Darren Grimes. Extraordinary. Hypocrite thy name is Rep. Cori Bush of hashtag St. Louis, wrote media personality Geraldo Rivera. The violence-plagued city is America's murder capital. Yet Bush and new hashtag Mayor Tishora Jones support recent $4 million cut from police budget and elimination of 98 police positions. Ironically, Bush spent $70,000 on personal security, he added. Cori Bush, I'm important so I get to have security that I can afford because my life is important, mocked writer Carmen Sabia. But defund the police because you are not as important as me, he added. Intellectual giant that Cori Bush defends her outrageous private security expenditure whilst defending the defund the police movement as follows: I'm an important and busy person. I need to be protected. All you rubes are unimportant, so suck it up if your children are shot. Whiners. Wrote professor and author Gad Saad. Move over, Rock. Cori Bush is going to be in every Republican ad in the country, wrote author Ryan James Gurdusky. I really didn't think someone could be worse than the original squad, especially Omar. But at Cori Bush has raised the bar, wrote Jeremy Carl, senior fellow at the Claremont Institute. How can you expect to fund private security for yourself but want to defund the police for your constituents and expect to be taken seriously as a member of Congress? Asked Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Cori Bush is a dangerous embarrassment to America, he added. Cori Bush says her safety matters more than your safety. She's okay if you suffer from her fringe policies so long as she's okay, wrote radio host Jason Rance. And yes, at Cori Bush is a Democrat pushing to defund the police. It's not Republicans pressing this ghoulish position, he added. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, dubbed Bush and fellow squad members as the heart of the Democratic Party, while mocking Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, for embracing them. Many have attributed the recent spike in violent crime to Democrats' anti-police rhetoric and policies. A report by Forbes last month showed numerous Democrat mayors around the country hired private security after their cities cut or proposed cutting police budgets. According to the report, 25 major U.S. cities across the country took up the defund the police cause, and mayors in 20 of those cities enjoy the personal protection of a dedicated police security detail. In response to Bush's remarks, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki conceded it was okay that some in the Democratic Party, including Congresswoman Bush, support the defunding of police. Far-left Democrats continue to push to defund the police as the National Party tries to move away from the rhetoric as the 2022 midterms are within sight. In an interview during his 2020 campaign, President Joe Biden agreed to the idea of redirecting funding from the police. Yes, absolutely, Biden replied when asked by a far-left activist about redirecting some of the funding for police to other causes. Despite placating the left in the Democratic 2020 presidential primary, Biden has expressed grave concerns that the defund the police message has cost the Democrats politically. Biden warned black activists in December 2020 that Republicans beat the living hell out of us across the country with the message about defunding the police. In July, Biden said Republicans were lying by trying to paint him and the Democrats as anti-police. They're lying, he said, during a CNN town hall with anchor Don Lemon, arguing he never called for defunding the police. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.